Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Isn't this a sports show?
Would you like to read the Twitch comment?
Sure. Bartman Casey said, in all seriousness, hold on.
Almost entirely.
I don't know how I did that.
You don't know what?
I don't know how I did that.
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon came out.
What?
I can't.
What?
I know.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I don't think my pool noodles will reach from Sealand to Aconville.
This sounds so bad. How did you make it sound this bad in 3 minutes?
Beards of skill make everything worse.
I, Beards McFly, do not like my fries flaccid.
Well, I mean, you asked what I wanted to talk about, and then you wanted me to pull up the Call Me Out audio. So
what's his name?
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Beards, how was the first hour and a half of Red Dead gameplay?
I robbed a train in the snow. It was pretty.
When's the last time you ate a meal that was majority a fruit or a vegetable?
Oh, I don't know.
Surprise, my button wasn't pushing it all the way.
This is dated from the 7th. Excuse me.
Beards is extraordinarily talented.
Thank you, Beards McFly, for your efforts today. I can't say your input, but your effort was good.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
It is the final Almost Entirely Sports for the voice you just heard a whole lot there. The last day of Beards McFly producing Almost Entirely Sports.
And we got a comment right off the bat. Stacy on Facebook says, Beards, you will be missed. The end of an era. A very strange and chicken-centric era.
The end of an era. A very strange and chicken-centric era. Here is the gamut we're running. First of all, everything's broken right now. I know, man. I love the smell of gunpowder at 7:05 p.m.
I'll wake you up.
Tonight's show's going to be weird, and I know that's a rare thing for us to do here. I know. Honestly, Beards, I'm just glad my microphone works. Because there was a second ago where I said, like, two straight sentences to you, asking for you to prepare something for tonight's show. Right before the show started, you couldn't hear me because that button doesn't work. We've got a whole bunch of things that are going to pop up over the course of tonight's show. Several surprises. Some of them will be fun. I think almost all of them will be fun for us.
Not all of them.
I do think that at least there are two things that Rudy knows that I'm planning on for tonight. Let me give you a couple of teases. Beards has obviously got, like, I think he might already have all of his liners planned for the show tonight. A very beard-centric evening of liners. That's exciting. We will talk to Kent Swanson of KC Sports Network at 8, some about Chiefs-Browns, and some about, he will say his tearful goodbye to Beards as he exits the show. He's moving to the zone starting next week.
Which, and I Kent is stealing our KCSN guests.
Like, yeah, no.
Technically still going to talk.
Yeah, no, that is true. And, you know, at this point,
you know me, the ever optimist. I'm always looking for the bright side in things.
Sure.
We can always say whatever success the zone has going forward, it's like at least 90% because of us.
Yeah, I don't think I want that on my conscience.
Just the good, not the bad.
But
the bad is Beard's fault. We had no control over that.
Ooh, I like that. So we've got that. Yeah. We've got Kent at 8. We also have a debut of somebody who does not know Beards at all, but will be fun to talk to. Joe Wiz will make his debut. We'll talk about gambling and NFL lines heading into this first NFL weekend. That is going to, I will say, you know, kind of be the thing that does not necessarily fit the motif of saying goodbye to Beards, because, again, Joe and Beards do not know each other. But I'm sure that, like two ships passing in the night, they will have a wonderful relationship. And then we will have the last hour of the show. Here's what we've got. Sad fans, sad almost entirely sports fans on Twitter and Twitch and socials. Beards, that's in the can somewhere, right? Beards is basically voicing his own eulogy from our fans. That will happen at some point tonight. We've got shot clock reviews that we're going to do tonight. And here is the tease that I will give. And Beards does not even know this. I think Beards might know that there is one. But Beards, if I could just get you, if I could just go, if I could just hear that big loud fan one more sweet time.
It's not so.
It's because it's broken.
Yeah. Well, it's 90 degrees in there. The nice one is broken.
Oh.
The big loud one is the one that is not broken. However, it is not currently running, so it is a tad bit warm in here. Well, Even though I've got it cranked down all the way.
I do look forward to hearing that at some point.
It'll get there.
Here is the news I'm breaking to you, Beards. I told you earlier, I gave you like a light hint, I think. What did you just mouth wow at? Was it a tweet we got?
Yes.
Cool. Last show, but the telepathic connection still works. Beards, there is not a taste test tonight.
Excellent.
There are two.
Dang it.
One of them is in the fridge. One of them is hopefully going to work out time-wise to be a pleasant temperature. We will see. But I have two taste tests planned. I've got shot clock reviews. I'm going to need your 24-second preview of the upcoming NBA season that I believe is 41 days away.
Yeah, something like that.
Because that is one of your strongest moments. I have several questions for you. I think there are some things you should have to answer in sort of what is a series wrap on Beers McFly, almost entirely sports producer. We've got some a build your team with $15 sort of thing that is very up our alley. We've just got a lot going on. And also, Chiefs-Browns play in like a couple of days. With that being said,
I don't know why they're playing. The game's over. Chiefs can't win.
No, the Browns have a better roster. I've heard.
They run the ball.
So as we get really into some of the important things on tonight's show, could you please, Beards, could you please construct for me a beautiful original creation? Ideally, do you have your original creation?
I can get it pulled up.
Go ahead and do that. And then I'll get to some of the important stuff here. Got Chiefs press conferences today. Andy Reid did say that he is looking.
I don't need the 2-hour one. Wait a second.
That's fine. You find what you need.
Well, I mean, you might.
Andy Reid did say that he is looking forward to the challenge of playing the Cleveland Browns. They are a good football team and that they are well coached. So that I want everyone to know about. Tyrann Mathieu still in the COVID protocol.
League coached.
I don't think he said that, but maybe we should, you know, because the Browns are unstoppable.
Other people would argue.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you know, to really get into the game preview for this week, Beards, could you go ahead and hit it, please? Insights from the coach, Thursday, June 27th, 2019. If they want to get them right, then getting it right is getting them right. That is former baseball manager Charlie Manuel on Instant Replay.
What year was that you said?
2019.
Wow.
We are, I think, for the first time on AES on 810 history.
Yes.
Dipping into the stupid sports calendar. For Beards' last day, he's wanted us to do this more often, literally every single show.
It gets mentioned a lot.
It comes up a lot. Yeah. I don't know that Rudy even really has, excuse me, the stupidest sports calendar. It is a calendar from 2019. Mm-hmm. We used to do it during the slow days of summer on ESPN Kansas City.
Was it your mom that had gotten that for us?
I think my mom got this for us. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was my mom that got it. And, you know, we've got a lot of pages to get through, and I figure if we're going to get to the bottom of this calendar today, we better get to it in a hurry.
You're going through the whole thing?
Probably not. That was mostly a joke, but I don't know. We'll see how my mood develops. Bouts of humiliation, the most embarrassing fights ever, is the subcategory here. This is from Friday, June 28th, 2019.
That was a good day.
Cause of supreme embarrassment, accidental punching of referee, twice. This happened in 1982, and it's a really long one.
Happens to the best of us.
I just love the time when Carlos Boozer accidentally punched an NBA ref in the junk. It's funny.
Weirdest sports memorabilia fans have bought. I'm going to laugh you guys guess.
Marcus Peters cleat?
I'm going to guess let you guys guess what it was while I give you the details.
Marcus Peters' cleat.
It belonged to Nolan Ryan.
Ryan's cup.
His cleat.
That was not. $25,000.
His cup.
Warn when Ryan was pitching his seventh no-hitter.
I still hear cup.
Baseball pitchers don't typically wear a cup. A little too structured. It was a jock strap.
Nailed it.
Point goes to Beards because it's the last day. No, I really Rudy got it.
I protest.
Broadcast booth bloopers. I like to think of myself as a man of faith. That's
a deep
drive. That wasn't in 2019.
Deep drive into left field. It'll make it a 3-0 ball game.
Did you see somebody
put this headset on again?
Somebody tweeted out that Nick Prado is becoming the next Nick Castellanos because he hit a home run during a 9/11 like memorial kind of like speech thing that the broadcast was doing.
Yikes!
So Nick Prado next to Castellanos.
The Hall of Fame ceremonies are on the 31st and 32nd of June. That was said by Mets broadcaster Ralph Kiner.
And a drive to deep left.
From the Not Your Usual Criminal Department, only in Canada. This is from Monday, July 1st. Canada Day, 2019.
Hockey player used his spike on his skates as a weapon?
It was a very Canadian crime. In 2016, a man rappelled into a Montreal sporting goods store and with the help of an accomplice stole about 500 hockey sticks worth about $300 each.
Wow.
You knew it was hockey related.
Got to. As Fox Sports noted, quote, it would only have been more Canadian had they left behind an apology note written on a Tim Hortons napkin.
Also, is it very Canadian-like to rappel into buildings to make your crimes?
I just love the visual of that.
Like, is that a very Canadian thing? Does that happen a lot in Canada? I guess so.
Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. The 33 or 34-year-olds will be 36 or 37 by the time the next World Cup comes around if they're not careful. For sports analyst Kevin Keegan, I don't really know what that one means.
Do we think he knew, though, at the time, had the World Cup been pushed back?
Oh,
that
wow.
That might be wrong.
That might have been true. Maybe he saw the pandemic coming.
Well, the World Cup got pushed back not because of the pandemic, but because they can't play in the summer in Qatar because it's like 150 degrees in the summer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So they're playing in the winter when it's only like 120 degrees.
This was so
thousands
long.
And thousands and thousands of people died building their stadiums.
But they got it there totally above board.
Yeah.
Beards, do I have your permission as the emperor of the stupid sports calendar to skip ones that are really long?
That's fine.
Uninspirational pep talks by coaches. This is from college football coach Bill Peterson. Just remember the words of Patrick Henry. Kill me or let me live.
One or the other.
This one's really long. This one's got two of them. Oh! This is from Grand Prix motorcycle racing commentator Keith Hewen.
What day?
Thank you, Beards. Saturday, July 6th, 2019.
Okay.
Danny Pedrosa has a soft tire on the front of that machine, whereas his teammate had a hard-on.
Understandable.
It's really fun. Motorcycle racing is fun. It's exhilarating.
Gets you going.
This is from rugby sportscaster Ray French. And he's
drive deep to left field.
And he's got the ice pack on his groin there, so it's possibly not the old shoulder injury. It's possibly not.
Maybe.
Possibly.
This one's really long. This one's really long. Broadcast booth bloopers. Well, it looks like the all-star balloting is about over, especially in the National and American leagues. Thank you, San Diego Padres broadcaster Jerry Coleman. Did you know that this is from Thursday, July 11th, 2019. Did you know that relief pitcher Ernesto Ferreri was traded for $1? Me neither.
I didn't.
Do you know Wimbledon has a strict underwear rules?
Of course.
Tidy whities only.
Of course. It's Wimbledon.
Is that for the players or is that for everybody?
Everybody.
It's for everybody, man. It's for everybody.
They check everybody.
What were you going to ask, Beards?
I was going to ask if they check everybody.
Everybody.
Do you know that NASCAR racer Casey Kane once signed a dog?
I heard NASCAR driver, and I thought, oh, no.
What kind of dog?
He said it didn't have much hair, so I was signing its back. It was kind of odd. The Yankees PR account tweeted out, happy 31st birthday. 30, oof. Deep drive to left field. Happy 34th birthday to Jacoby Ellsbury, who turns 34 years old today.
2 years
Happy
ago?
Birthday, Jacoby. Do you know he's still being paid by the Yankees?
Is that true?
Yeah, he's still he's not playing for the Yankees, but he is on the Yankees payroll.
USA took on El Salvador in the 2017 Gold Cup quarterfinal, and El Salvador defender Henry Romero wanted to get USA's Josie Altidore flustered by tweaking one of his nipples.
Then, I remember this.
Then biting his shoulder. It didn't work.
I remember this. I mean, you could, they just a week ago, they had a draw. It was a long game. It was the long game.
Have I told you my story on this?
What?
It's your last day, I guess.
So, I've mentioned before about my high school basketball career.
It's man, Beards!
Especially the first year.
Is this going to be a bummer?
Did you bite somebody's nipple?
No. So, my first year...
Beards, I apologized, okay? Could we not...
We made it to the playoffs. We were not good. This was the year we beat two teams, one of which was the Kansas School for the Deaf. We were not good.
That's not a joke, by the way.
That is not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's just a real thing.
We beat two teams, one of them twice. They were worse than us, and then also the Kansas School for the Deaf. That was the first game where I scored a bucket. Anyway, they had on their team a player that would pinch other players on our team when he's guarding them. And he just, you know, whatever, just pinch you really hard. Yeah.
How did that impact the rest of your life? And
I mean, I laugh about it every once in a while. And tell stories about it on the radio.
Does Rebecca know about this?
I don't know.
You want to tell her?
Okay.
Just see what happens.
She'll just look at me and go, why are you telling me this?
She'll know. After the match, Altidore commented, my girlfriend is mad at me. She's mad at me. She's mad at me at Romero. She's like, only I can bite you. Only I can grab your nipples. And teammate Tim Howard weighed in as well. You can't go around biting people. That's crazy. Nipple twisting, that should be allowed. But the biting, no good.
Tim Howard's dead on.
The worst excuses for losing. This is Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. Reason for losing? Frogs.
Why then, huh?
Okay.
Nationals GM Jim Bowden said the following after pitcher Jesus Colome underwent surgery to remove an abscess.
On a drive to deep left field.
It was a serious situation. I pray for his buttocks and his family. Which makes a lot of sense. You heard the phones ring.
I do every night.
Let's go to the phones. If there's anything we love here on Almost Entirely Sports, it's taking calls. Let's go to line one. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, Frisco, whatever. It's Matt Verderam.
Oh, that makes sense.
I called in because I know it's Spirits last night on the board for you. It's good to know that he's moved up. It's bad to know that you're about to go in the toilet here in many ways. But... I'm glad. I'm happy for Beard. Well deserved. I'm not going to say too many nice things because I don't want to go too off brand.
Sure.
But moving up to the big time, and I shudder to think at what's going to happen. I am going to miss deeply the liners that were made over the. And I know I'm just flipping the show, but those liners are fantastic.
Yeah.
Every time I come on, there's a different one. Actually, makes me laugh. So. Congrats to you, Beards, and Briscoe, Godspeed.
I am in trouble. I am deeply in trouble. I was going to suggest this to you, Beards, and talk back, but the button's broken. So why don't you pick a Verderam liner that we can go to break with whenever Verderam is done eulogizing you? Because he will be dead to us, and that's the thing. I mean, as you know, he's moving up to the zone. He's going to get to work whenever the sun is up, and that's a huge victory for him personally. But yeah, I don't know how we personally are going to recover, which is a crazy thing to say because it's sort of like recovering from like laying flat on the ground in the dirt, like, and we're gonna go move down from there.
Well, if you think about it, if you're laying on the ground, you're moving down. There's only one thing that could happen. Not good.
No, it's not.
Not good.
Well, it's just
it's fairly final.
Yeah.
You know what? I felt compelled to call in A because I've been on the show. I feel like a million times Beard's running the show, and B. I mean, football's, you know, what? I mean, well, it's one day away, technically.
24 hours. Yeah. Kickoff, yeah.
That's right. That's right. We get Brady, who is, I think at this point, is he actually geriatric?
He's actually geriatric. He's throwing the ball over to the walker that he uses, and he's going to throw for 35 GD touchdowns.
It's unbelievable. You look at him, and you're like, how is he 44 years old?
It's unbelievable.
It's actually funny if you follow some of the Twitter accounts, like Super 70 Sports and stuff like that. If you don't follow it, you're missing out. It's awesome.
Yes.
And he'll tweet out, I'm assuming, he'll tweet out pictures of, like, Kenny Stabler, like, 28 years old.
Yes.
And Kenny Stabler looks like he's a Civil War veteran.
Yes.
Like, it's unbelievable. And then there's Brady, who's 44, and he's, like, the best-looking human being alive.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're like, how is that even possible? Like, I don't, and, like, I've met his father. I've interviewed his father. His father looks like a normal human being. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like his father, who I'm guessing is probably around, I don't know, maybe in the late 60s, like, I interviewed him 2 years ago out in San Francisco, sat in his office talking in front of him. Like, he was a really, like, just, you know, successful guy, but, like, just normal guy. Like, and then there's Brady, who I feel like in 25 years will look exactly like he does right now.
Yeah,
I think better. Have you not seen the, like, Brady every 5 years, like, there was a Super Bowl, you know, thing, his photo from every Super Bowl. He keeps looking better and better.
Yeah.
It's the 35 cups of water and avocado ice cream.
And also a portrait of a young man that's aging in his attic, because something else is going on. Like, it's witchcraft, it's some blood being, I mean, like, or just plastic surgery, I guess.
No, never.
I feel like at some point, you have to draw the line, though. Like, I know, like, I'm 33. If somebody came up to me and said, listen, you can look like Brady at 44, or hell, at any point in your life.
Right.
But you've got to sit there and drink nothing but water. You can never have a burger. You have to have avocado ice cream. That's fine. You keep it.
Yeah, because there's, you know, you got to draw the line somewhere. There's got to be some point where it's like, what level of physical attractiveness is worth it for? Okay, I can have abs. What am I giving up here? Every sweet thing ever. I'm good, I think.
And let's be real too. Like in my scenario, like, I'm married.
Right.
I'm not giving up any of that stuff.
Right.
My wife has accepted me for who I am, and that's her. and, you know, I mean, two nights ago, she came downstairs from water or something. I mean, she came down, and it probably looked like a murder scene. I had, you know, there was like an empty quart of, like, cannoli ice cream, and then there was a spoon that was halfway across the room, and I threw it toward the sink, and it hit. You know, and I was just sitting there, like, I was passed out on the couch. Probably looked like somebody broke in and took me out. But I'm happy. I don't care.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful scene. If I could get that scene painted in the style of a Renaissance painting, I would hang that in my living room. I guess other than now that we've discovered your love of black and white cookies, maybe that could have jumped the line. But other than black and white cookies, the phrase cannoli ice cream is like it's the verderamiest thing I've ever heard. It's perfect. Like, it's comedically perfect. It sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
Also.
And you know you're in a good marriage when your wife comes down and finds you like that at 2 a.m. on like a Tuesday. It doesn't even point. And it's like, all right, then, good night. Yeah, like, okay. All right, hon, I'll be up in a few minutes. That's it. You just move on. Nobody says anything. It is what it is.
It's just who you are. You are. I don't want to say that anyone's ever 100% fully formed, right? Like, everyone's evolving on some level.
No, I am what I am.
But you are what you are, though. Also, you're not gonna trade out cannoli ice cream for avocado ice cream. That's nonsense.
For what? I feel like, you know what, for an extra 10 years, the back end of my life, I'm good. I mean, let's face it, the last 10 years, you're doing what? I mean, most people, you're sitting around, you're watching daytime soap operas. Please, Lord, take me. I can have my ice cream in the meantime.
My goal for the last 10 years is to fall asleep on the couch eating cannoli ice cream and then to attempt to chuck the spoon into the sink and then miss. That's what I want to do with my last 10 years.
You don't have to wait.
And that's the thing. Why wait?
Just do it now. Right.
Is this cannoli ice cream, like, we're having a lot of fun here, but I really need to ask an important follow-up. Is this cannoli ice cream there's like a Ben & Jerry's one, or is this like coming from a secret diner in Chicago?
So it's actually twofold. So this one in particular is Ben and Jerry's. It's just cannoli ice cream. But there's a place back. I'll give it a shout out here. Nifty's in Roscoe, New York. It is an ice cream place. It's 5 minutes from where I grew up. And when I go home every summer, visit my family, we go there. We're always like, we're going to go once a week. We end up there like two times a night. But they make their own ice cream. And they have all these different flavors, like peanut butter pie, which is incredible. They have cannoli. And so I always get two scoops, so you know, one scoop of each, and then throw any kind of peanut butter topping on, that I can find on top of it. And it's the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. It is unbelievable how good it is. And so now, after having that cannoli ice cream, anytime I see cannoli ice cream, I buy it. And it is what it is. You know, I think the key is you buy masking tape when you get the ice cream, and you just tape over the nutritional facts and go, oh look, 100 calories. And that's when people go, how many calories is that thing? I don't know, 100? Can't shake.
It's impossible to know. They didn't print it on here. So how is the Ben and Jerry's one as a replacement level cannoli ice cream?
It's good.
Okay.
I honestly think it's better, but it's good.
Wow.
But listen, every once in a while, you know, you run across something. You say, hey, look, it's good. It's not great. It's kind of like the Browns. It's good. but then you find somebody who on Twitter says that, you know, that they're more talented. And then Twitter just set on fire the entire rest of the day for anyone who's following, who knows what I'm talking about. And, you know, I think sometimes, like, context matters, right? Like, so in this case, to keep the analogy going, Ben and Jerry's has billions of dollars at their disposal. Their ice cream better be great. Mm-hmm. It's billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, like, you know, if you go to get a homemade thing ice cream from a really good place, it's probably better. Well, now, like, I look at this Cleveland-Kansas City game, and I say to myself, like, Cleveland has as much talent, I think, as just about anybody in football. I mean, if they're not a top roster, you know, top overall roster, top five. You know, they're really talented.
Sure.
But people, like, there's no context ever that goes into these thought processes. And they're like, well, Cleveland, you know, if you look player for player, they're more talented or as talented. It's like, yeah, take it to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Where one of them is basically God. and the other one's fine. Like, he's Derek Carr. He's a good player. Like, he's Baker Mayfield's a good player. But to sit there and just be like, I don't care. I won't argue with anybody. The Browns are more talented. No, they're not, man. Like, they're not, because the quarterback is so unbelievably better than just about everybody else on earth. It's the scales. Like, it doesn't matter that your running backs are better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Right.
Doesn't matter, because Mahomes is so much better than Baker Mayfield that it's like, oh, well, that's, you know. So I enjoyed that on Twitter today, though, is people just absolutely lost their minds. It's no football fact.
That's the thing. That is, like, that the leaves have not changed at all here yet, because it was, you know, 89 degrees, whatever it was today again, and it's going to continue that way for another 6 months because we're in hell. So, like, the leaves have not changed colors, but whenever somebody throws out a, you know, I think the Chiefs are going to lose to the Browns, I think the Browns are actually more talented take right ahead of week one, that's how you know the seasons are changing.
And, you know, look, it would have been a fine take if the person had just said, hey, listen, or if anybody for that matter, had just said, I think the Browns are really good, and they're a talented football team, and I think they've got a shot to go into Kansas City and pull off an upset. That's fine.
Sure.
Like, that's totally reasonable. Because Cleveland could win the game. Like, the Browns are good enough to win the game. It wouldn't be outrageous. Like, if Cleveland won the game, I don't think anybody would walk away going, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Like, it's not like Houston's going in there and beating them.
Right.
Right? But to say that Stefanski and Reed are on the same, like, they're the same, and then double back. And by the way, and I like Kevin Stefanski, but wow. And then to double back and go, I won't even argue. The Browns just have a better roster. Like, no, they don't, man. They might be deeper in certain positions, but, like, okay, their tight end, like, their number two tight end is better than Kansas City's number two tight end. That doesn't matter when your number one tight end is Austin Hooper, who's fine.
Sure.
And the other guy is the, like, maybe the greatest tight end to ever roam the earth.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, I don't care.
It doesn't.
Like, if you lined up all the players on these teams and said, give me the 6 to 8 best guys, how many of them are in Kansas City? 3/4 of them?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's good to know football's back. I'm glad to see the takes. And I will say this, God bless that guy. If the Chiefs win this game on Sunday, oh, he's going to have a lot of muting to do.
I think he already is. You've got to get to a point. I'm sure you've figured this out. You've got to eventually just sort of fine tune your mentions, weed out your mentions and everything.
Yeah.
If the Browns win, he's not going to get anything from it. He'll tweet it out to his 5,000 followers or whatever he has. That's not me trying to like make a dig. I just think it was like 5,000 followers or something.
It was.
He'll tweet it out to his 5,000 followers and be like, look at how cool I am. But you're right. If the Chiefs win this game and it's, God forbid, it's ugly, he's right. Going to have to deactivate.
The man will shrink into a corn cob. there's no other option. And to be fair, you know what? Coming up when I was younger, I would have takes like that all the time,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You just get fire off your hot take. You're gonna fire that thing into the internet, and what the hell? However it plays out. I think I don't want this to come off as self-aggrandizing, but as your following grows, you become more aware. At least I have. All right, look, I'm not going to say something that is going to cause like. My entire world to just be on fire for the day.
Yep.
I don't want to do that.
Yep.
So I'm more cautious about, like, look, if I have an upset pick, I will tweet it out. I will say, but I'm not going to go the distance and say, this team has no chance of losing this game because I think Detroit has a better roster than the Niners. Now, obviously, that's an example, extreme example.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to do that is just, like you said, there's really no winning in that scenario. Like,
no.
If you're right, then cool, but nobody really cares.
Yep.
If you're wrong, oh, you just get blasted to the hilt.
Yep.
Like, and it's in fact, the last time I remember that happened to me, I made a crack about the Jaguars a couple years ago, which, listen, it's the Jaguars, you figure it's safe.
Yeah, no kidding.
I made a crack about how, like, Marone and Bortles are going to go 2-14, they're terrible. They went to the AFC Championship. And Duval just lit me up the entire year. I mean, every time they'd win a game, I would get 100. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I can't really say it on the radio. And I remember being the only person in the world that was happy New England beat them in the AFC title game. Just, I was like, oh, they and I won the Super Bowl. I'll live in infamy. And I would have deserved it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, you learn over time, and I'm guessing that the poor individual has learned, like, even if you're right, even if Cleveland pulls you out to win the game, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're going to go through all weekend. Like you said, Mike, if Kansas City ever really pounds them on Sunday, I mean, he's going to have to move to Malaysia. Like, this man's going to have to go to another country.
That tweet has 200 replies to it now, like as of this moment.
How many likes does it have?
100.
Okay, so it's up to 100. Ooh. There was a time earlier where Jeff Schwartz tweeted out, where was that? Like, it was like 49 retweets, like 48 replies.
Why did
you
even see quote tweets, actually? That's probably going to make it even worse. It was at 0 likes at one point?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, God,
it
sorry.
It wasn't that long ago.
So it's got the 100 likes, and it's got the 200 replies. It has 150 quote tweets, and typically people don't quote tweet whenever they agree with you. That is a... Yeah. That is a reply, but to their audience.
That's not good.
No.
That's not. It's just, hey, listen. Again, the shame of it is, it's not even crazy to say, hey, I think the Browns could win this game. That's not crazy.
Sure.
Like, I don't think anybody would have been like, hey, you're out of your mind. But it was just so, like, authoritative. Like, there's no way, like, you could argue with me. The Browns, look, man, the Browns just lost in the playoffs. And hey, kudos to them. They won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Arrowhead. They didn't embarrass themselves. It was a good game. But, like, you lost a playoff game that Chad Henne finished
mm-hmm.
off. The man played a quarter and a half. You let him run for it on 3rd and 14, and then they picked it up on – I'm sorry. Baker averaged, like, 5.3, 5.4 yards an attempt in that game. I just stop. Stop. Like, it's enough. And I've been there. We've all been there. Everybody in the world knows at this point. It's no secret I'm a Chiefs fan. Like, I remember years on end where they go into a playoff game with Alex Smith, who's kind of like Baker, right? Like
mm-hmm.
a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go in and you'd be like, they can win this game. And then you'd watch them lose to Andrew Luck or Tom Brady
yep.
or whoever, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. And you'd go, yeah, it's just not going to happen. but they just they can't go over there. And they got Mahomes, and they have, it feels like they've never lost since. So it's football season, everybody.
It's football season. And Beards won't be here to enjoy it with us. Matt, thank you for your call in, both to honor Beards and also to dunk on that guy. I very much appreciate it. Do you have anything you want to plug that's up? Follow him on Twitter at Matt Verderam. Everything's up on FanSided. Anything coming out soon or anything right now? Previewing everything?
Got the quarterback rankings up. Tweeted them out the other day. They're over on FanSided in our preview. I got my power rankings up. I do have a piece coming tomorrow. I talked to a couple of different rookies in the league who are non-first rounders who are going to be big-time impact players. And so I got no Chiefs this time. I mean, God knows could have gone with Humphrey and Smith, but just picked out a couple different guys. I've already talked about Humphrey and Smith so much and so many other features. So yeah. Check that out. That'll be up 10 o'clock Central Time tomorrow morning. And so are my picks, my week one picks. I'm guessing you already know who I'm picking in Kansas City and Cleveland. All the rest of them are up, including my pick of Jacksonville, Houston. So, you know, get them all there.
Can't wait. Also, the quarterback ranking piece is really fun. I mean, I was surprised to see Baker over Mahomes, but I mean, it's your list. So, thank you, Matt.
Jeez, I'm going to get played more than that other guy.
Beards, send him out with a quintessential Beards McFly liner one more time for Matt Verderam.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Matt Verderam's going to join us at 5:30.
No.
He'll inject some moisture into the show. What?
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Let's go ahead and test that. Okay, ready?
Sure.
I'm going to say the name and you're going to hit the beep button as we get ready.
Cool.
Colin Kaepernick. What did you think that was going to... How did you think that was going to work, my dude?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Here, let's do it again. This time you can do it first, and we'll see how it goes. Ready?
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick. You still heard me say it. It's also with a beep. You dope. You fool.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is from Saturday, July 20th, 2019. A tweet from Emmett Smith. Congratulations, Sergio Garcia. Never say never. Way to persevere through a varsity. We have a couple things that we need to do here. We've got a very busy next couple of hours. We got a lot of things I want to cover. We got Kent Swanson coming up here in about 10 minutes. Joe Wiz, gambling expert, will join us after Kent. Chemistry is not an exact science. Rio 2016 spokesperson Mario Andrada, when asked why the green water in the swimming pool wouldn't be fixed by the next day.
He's not wrong.
Are we sure?
Not an exact science.
I mean, it kind of is. Hey, another Sergio Garcia one. The attacker, Bushes. The injury, hurt shoulder muscles.
2019 was a big year for him.
Let's get a note. We've had lots of questions about sad fans on Reddit. The custody battle that will shortly be following. The current plan is that I mean, Beard's just gonna, and in about an hour and 15 minutes, Beard's just gonna die. And so, if we're lucky enough to be able to communicate him with from the beyond, and if he is from the beyond, you know, producing things, making fun of sad fan bases,
I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't know if it's a ghost, if it's a spirit.
I don't believe in spirits.
If there's a difference, maybe he's a deity of some sort. You know, I don't know.
Don't exist. Not
maybe
real.
He's the wind.
Wind's also not real.
That's an upset.
It's a 5G conspiracy.
I'm upset that I didn't make the Ben Roethlisberger joke I should have made last night about what his diet should be called. But
BBQ.
Yeah, it was in there somewhere.
You're still upset about that joke?
I'm still upset that I didn't make it because it's really funny.
Anyway.
So what is at least the last sad fans on Reddit produced by a living Beards McFly? Again, what happens later to be determined. But there is a new addition right here, right now, that is not sad Chiefs fans or NFL team fans or other sports teams fans.
Or even on Reddit.
and nor is it on Reddit. This is
we don't have an AES Reddit. We need to.
This is a very we.
I'm still here.
Meh.
Clock's ticking. This is sad, almost entirely sports fans on whatever, mourning the loss of Beards McFly, as told by Beards McFly. Sort of a little bit self-involved, you know, which is new for us. A little bit of delivering your own eulogy, which I think might be kind of nice. Beards, let's hear how sad people are that you're leaving. Long intro.
And now.
Okay.
I don't know why it was
a list of things that almost entirely sports fans said on Twitter and Twitch after we announced that today is my Beers McFly last day on almost entirely sports. There was much less celebrating about that than I expected. Iced Pyro on Twitch. Is it a Discord server? B-I-I-G-B-E-E-J on Twitch.
Why don't you pronounce
nothing
that?
Is more on brand for the show than interrupting the middle of Beards' announcement and then going to Rudy's fantasy draft.
I hate my team.
Aspen58 on Twitch. But what about his sleep schedule? OU underscore SAS on Twitch. We buried the lead on the show today. Story of AES, though. JT Friss on Twitch. I love the zone. Tucker Franklin.
Just so happy.
I sad.
Oh, Tucker.
Ryan Scott Hall. I mean, I get it, but this is dumb. How will you find an equally quirky and lovable producer? No one knows how to sound like they're frantically yelling at a moderate distance away from the microphone like Beards.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Ryan.
Jacob Harris. Tell him my beard is way better. David Lesky. I don't think I approved this. Did I approve this?
I didn't see that.
Andrew Whiteside. Ask Beards to guess how many fans said something nice to him about leaving. Matt Verderam. I'm coming on to say farewell to the greatest liner man of all time.
Promise
Landon
me.
Fields. I've never experienced a pet dying, but this feels close.
This is my favorite.
No way to replace the great, parentheses, and by great, I mean serviceable, Beards McFly.
Beards is like losing a pet.
Steve Fitzpatrick. We should retire the number 69 in his honor.
Did you ever figure out why that is, Beards?
I still don't get it, guys.
Yeah, okay.
At ADJBOU. Tie him to the loud fan and don't let him leave. Josh G. Let me guess. He didn't tell you and you found out from the station?
Well,
with all sincerity, good luck, Beards McFly. Your presence will be missed.
Story might surprise
you. Or at least for the times that you were there. Smirking face emoji. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Andy Mitz. Two ideas. One, spend 30 minutes that is nothing but Beards doing shot clock reviews of various foods. Two, big reveal in the final segment. Beards' beard is actually glued on! Seamus Levin. We will miss you, Beards McFly. Your constant playing defense on the show versus Josh is what gave AES a lot of its personality. I think a proper send-off would be a small montage of vintage Beards moments. Mispronunciations... actively playing defense on the show with bad jokes, food. Password underscore it's taco. RIP Beards. Banks Booty Army. So he's approved more than enough to move up in the batting order while Briscoe still hits ninth in the order. Or in other words, Briscoe is either Hunter Dozier or Ryan O'Hearn. Sean Mesa. He's not taking dick with him, is he? Justice, that is. At Army underscore dietarian. I expect a tear-jerking eulogy and a ceremonial effigy, parentheses, made of chicken strips, burned in his honor. And now, the winner. Iced Pyro, on Twitch. So, should I get to work on that Discord server then?
Stupid. There it is. Final sad fans on Reddit, with Beards McFly amongst the land of the living.
Don't be sad because it's over. Just moderately angry that it happened.
Hey.
Baseball player Mickey Rivers, Wednesday, July 24th, 2019. Pitching is 80% of the game. The other half is hitting and fielding. Thank you, Beards.
Yep, you're welcome.
Other half is.
Timing is
so good.
Only gotten worse. Beards, if you want to go back, I'd like to, you know, I think you got to bring back the original music again. I really enjoyed that little throwback to the ESPN Kansas City days. We just have a couple minutes here before we get to Kent Swanson, but I want to ask you a couple of questions and see if we can tie off any loose ends here.
Oh, boy.
Can we shave your beard?
No.
If I run home and we use any, you know, any brand of male grooming because some of those ads aren't in the podcast anymore.
No.
What if we shave it to
a grooming anymore?
What if we shave it to a goatee? I made a really good joke about that in the chat. I'm not sure I'm willing to say here.
No.
Okay. Beards McFly is the name that you've had since an intern and while you've worked nights. What will your nom de plume be on the zone?
I'm assuming it's the same thing.
I think it's
everybody
up to
knows me at this point, though.
Rudy's having a really
Nathan Wilhelm guy.
Rudy's having a hard time.
I think Corey is probably going to call you Beards.
Yeah,
I think Jason's going to call you Nathan.
It
would be weird to me if Jason said Beards. I don't know why that's so weird to me.
Jason and Nathan. Oh, it's so cute.
But that just seems super weird to me.
Can you change your name to Beards Anderson or Beards McAnderson?
That would sound weird.
Yeah, but
I've already got the Twitter handle locked down.
You can change your display name. I think at least to start with the zone, you should change it to Beards Anderson. Just so you can all three be brothers. Also, are you going to tell Rudy where you went to college today?
Probably not.
Don't have to right now, but think about it.
We'll see for the end.
All right, Kent Swanson is next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.